The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Everyone you meet, the children in the street, are straying to the rhythm. There's something moving in them. There's no place to hide, so why even try? Can you hear it coming your way? It's here to stay. Music in a walk, music when we talk. It's really something magic. To lose it will be tragic. Can you feel the sound moving through the ground? Music meant to all go around. You can stop the music. Nobody can stop the music. Take the cold of snow. Tell the trees of grow. Tell the wind of blow. Cause it's easier.
It's Sunday night. It's 9 o'clock. It is time for Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan, and I am here every Sunday night with just a rollicking 2 hours of the underappreciated and the overlooked. You are listening to WRAR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. I am delighted to be here, and I really enjoyed Carl's show, DJ Carlito's interview with Dengue Fever. I am so looking forward to that show with them next weekend. And also have some great opportunities this week to hear Richard Cheese, and I'm going to go hear Extra Golden. So I have a full week of some of my favorites, and we're going to hear a little bit from Richard Cheese this week. It's a week full of holidays and dates of note. Passover started last week. Today is Easter. And I'm sure many of our listeners are wrapping up those last calculations for their tax returns. So everybody's got a lot of governing authorities on their minds. We're going to start tonight with some covers. We've got a really hilarious new CD in the station from the Easy Street All-Stars. They were have brought you a reggae dub version of Dark Side of the Moon, and this is a version of Sgt. Pepper's. But we're going to first start out with Hita Lee and work our way through an evening of Beatles covers. So we're going to post the playlist as we go. You can call me in the studio at 804-649-9737 and, you know, listen to the podcast later. So hang on and enjoy.
Like a dog, it's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log, but when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get you money to buy you things. It's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right, right, right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight, tight, yeah. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright.
She breaks down and cries to her husband, "Daddy, a baby's gone." Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me? Appointment she made, meeting the man from the motor trade. She.
Why? Yesterday. It's you she's thinking of, and she told me what to say. She says she loves you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
She loves you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
She loves you. Yes? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. She said you hurt her so, she almost lost her mind.
Poor girl.
And now she says she knows that you're not the hurting kind. She says she loves you.
Yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
She loves you.
Yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
She loves you.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
You know,
what?
It's up to you.
Is it?
I think it's only fair.
True.
Pride can hurt you, too. Apologize to her.
I will not.
Because she loves you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
She loves you, Seamus.
Does she?
Oh, yeah.
God, I love her, too. Yeah. I do.
She does.
God knows I love her. I do. I love that girl. Oh, God, I love that girl, and I want to meet her as quick as I can.
I hope you heard some of your favorites there. And as a harbinger of things to come, that is the Harrison Street Ukulele Players with 8 Days a Week. Before that, Peter Sellers and Spike Milligan with She Loves You. The Israelites doing Come Together. Esso Steel Band with My Sweet Lord. The Easy Star All-Stars featuring Christy Rock with She's Leaving Home off of a brand new CD at the station. Reggae dub redo of Sgt. Pepper's and Lonely Hearts Club Band. And we start off, as I said, with Ida Lee and A Hard Day's Night. It's 9:18. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan. I am here on Sunday nights to bring you a full array of imaginative zaniness and topical treats. So it is Easter today, right, Carl? Still Easter today? Easter?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we do have a little Easter special here, and we're going to start out with a Japanese soundtrack, the original Japanese cast for Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yasurakani, semete konya wa koko de.
もかも忘れて、私はわからない、どうしてあげたらいいか、昨日の私とはなぜか。
I wanna know. have you sacrificed? Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, who are you? What have you sacrificed? Jesus Christ. About your friends at the top, who do you think besides yourselves the pick of the crop? Buddha, was he where it's at? Is he where you are? Could Muhammad move a mountain, or was it just PR? Did you mean to die like that? Was that a mistake? Or did you know you messed it? That would be a record break.
Jesus Christ, who are you? What and my head, my head sick of my own blood. Stigmata, stigmata, stigmata.
Jesus was way cool. Everybody liked Jesus. Everybody wanted to hang out with him. Anything he wanted to do, he did. He turned water into wine. And if he wanted to, he could have turned weed into marijuana, or sugar into cocaine, or vitamin pills into amphetamines. He walked on the water and swam on the land. He would tell these stories, and people would listen. He was really cool. If you were blind or lame, you just went to Jesus and he would put his hands on you and you would be healed. That's so cool. He could have played guitar better than Hendrix. He could have told the future. He could have baked the most delicious cake in the world. He could have scored more goals than Wayne Gretzky. He could have danced better than Baryshnikov. Jesus could have been funnier than any comedian you could think of. Jesus was way cool. He told people to eat his body and drink his blood. That's so cool. Jesus was so cool. But then some people got jealous of how cool he was, so they killed him. But then he rose from the dead. He rose from the dead, danced around, and went up to heaven. I mean, that's so cool. Jesus was way cool. No wonder there are so many Christians.
Our temple's better than your mosque, and our temple's better than your church,
And our temple's better than your temple, 'cause we got a bigger God. Our God promises real cheap gas. Our God promises real cheap gas. SUV and a big fat oops. We got a better God. Our mosque is better than your church. And our mosque is better than your temple. Our mosque is better than your mosque, 'cause we got a bigger God. Our dead are worth more than your dead. Yeah, our dead are worth more than your dead. Yes, our God, that's what he said. Your dead are worth more than their dead.
Easter, most confusing of religious holidays. Catholic lawyers arguing litigious holy ways. Comes to crucifixion, there's simply nothing funny. So welcome in the fiction of the chocolate hiding bunny. The Easter bunny represents a conundrum for a kid. 'Cause logomorphs like rodents don't lay eggs like hen or squid. Nobody's rejected, they've a reproductive habit. And experts have accepted he's a hare and not a rabbit.
E is for the eggs, A is for ascension, S is for the sins that the Lord died for, T is for the treats, B is for the eats, R is for the resurrection.
Easter replaced Astra, the pagan fest of lights, where people faced the moon and fornicated day and night. And to the pagan clergy, a question and I beg, why'd you trade the orgies for some decorated eggs?
A is for the eggs, A is for ascension, S is for the sins that the Lord died for, T is for the treats, E is for the eats, R is for the resurrection, E is for the eggs, A is for ascension, S is for the sins that the Lord died for, T is for the treats, B is for the eats, R is for the rabbit and the resurrection.
Well, I never thought I'd be playing the Bare Naked Ladies on this show, but that's who it was with their Bare Naked Radio, Rabbit and the Resurrection, their Easter special. A little excerpt there. And this was my Easter special. My hats off to the Rollin' Rock. We started out with Keita Asari, the Japanese cast of Jesus Christ Superstar with Everything's All Right, I Don't Know How to Love Him. And then also from the Laibach version of Jesus Christ Superstar, the main theme there, done with all of its earnest, austere, grinding clarity that only a Slovenian band coming after Tito could bring you. After that was King Missile with Jesus's, oh wait, no, after Laybach we had Richmond's own Tom and Marty Band with their barely audible version of I've Got Stigmata. Then we had King Missile with Jesus's Way Cool and the New York Ukulele Ensemble with Bigger, Better God. We do have a lot of ukulele this evening. I mean, it's part of who we are, I think, now, here at Can't Stop the Music. It's, wouldn't be complete without ukulele. And, our outsider royalty this week is the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain. And you have not lived until you've heard their version of Shaft. I do want to let you know that WRIR thanks founding underwriter Exile, an independent, locally owned business serving Richmond's creative community for over 22 years. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothes, jewelry, accessories, housewares, both old and new, Manic Panic, and special effects hair color. Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street. More information is available at 804-358-3348, and we do appreciate the support of our underwriters. I also want to let you know that WRIR is hosting the James River Film Festival After Party this Saturday, April 18th at Gallery 5, beginning at 8 p.m. Proceeds from the event support WRIR, Gallery 5, and the Richmond Moving Image Co-op. The night starts with Richmond musicians Johnny Hott and Kobe Batty, accompanying a rare screening of Bruce Bickford's Silent Opus Castle. DJ Mary Claire, drinks, and good party follow. Everyone is invited. For complete festival schedule and locations, visit rmicweb.org. It's 9:41. I am P. Swan, and I am delighted to be here on this festive holiday week. So many things to be focused on. And, you know, there's that other holiday that was last week, and Passover is either early or late. It either happens with Easter or without it. It's that lunar thing. And the Jews just keep marching to their own calendar. But this year it is rolling right along together. And that was a hell of a full moon this week. And that's when you find these holidays. That full moon holiday. That spring roll through the swamp, dance around, scream to the gods kind of holiday. So we're going to have our, now that we've had our Easter extravaganza, we're going to roll into our Passover polyphony. And so probably everybody has heard by now there was a Seder at the White House this week, and hard to believe there hadn't been an official one before, but that's what, you know, change is all about. Let me see if I can get that started for you, huh? Let's see, where are we? Yeah. Okay. Where were we? All right, yeah, change. Seder at the White House.
All right, time now for the shot, Erica. The Obamas host a Passover Seder at the White House. It's actually the first time a president has marked Passover with a traditional holiday meal. We just got in this picture. The president, naturally at the head of the table, young Sasha and Malia. You can see them down on the left. They're sitting, Michelle Obama is to their left. The other guests included aides from the campaign trail who marked last year's Passover with the president in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Back then, apparently, they changed the traditional words next year in Jerusalem to next year in the White House.
And it works.
Bye.
Symbols that are on the Seder table for tonight, and each symbol is symbolic of our plight, freed from bondage into freedom's brilliant light. Unleavened, it's unleavened matzah baked by former slaves who were so meek. It's the bread of freedom that all people seek, and we only have to eat it for a week. It's a night we ask four questions, and the answers aren't clear. Why do we drink four full cups of wine, but never drink a beer? Why do we twice dip the bitter herbs? What's the afikoman for? Who's this prophet called Elijah, whom we don't see at the door? Moreau! conveys tough lives that use lead. Try white or try red, it cleans out your head. A carpist, greens of parsley, and they symbolize the springtime as it nears. And salt water symbolizes all the tears shed by Jews as slaves in Egypt all those years. This egg's roasted. Yes, it's roasted. No eggs Benedict or scrambled can be found. And this egg looks like it's long been underground. Life's a cycle like an egg. It's round and round. For each plate we dip some wine because the Pharaoh wasn't nice. So his people suffered blood and boils, well, beasts and lots of lice. There were hail and frogs and locusts. There was darkness in the morn. But the last plague was the worst of all. God slew Egypt's firstborn. Haroseth, it's sweet to your licks. Like mortar it sticks. Turns bowels to bricks. Seven symbols that are on the Seder table for tonight. And each symbol is symbolic of our plight. Freed from bondage into freedom's brilliant light. L'chaim!
See Jane. Jane is married to Bob. Jane loves Bob very much. Bob is a real mensch.
Mensch, a real person, a mature, admirable, unselfish human being.
That editorial made me so upset, but Timmy got up and went all the way to the bathroom to bring me the Xanax, the little mensch.
Jane works in real estate. Today is Sunday. Jane has an open house. She must schlep the open house signs to the car. See Jane schlep. Schlep, Jane, schlep. Schlep, schlep, schlep.
Schlep. To lug or carry laboriously, to travel arduously, or simply over an unnecessarily long distance.
Of course I invited Magellan, but he can't make it. Why? Because all of a sudden he decides he has to schlep around the globe for 2 years.
Bob takes Katie and Scott to visit Jane's mother. Katie and Scott visit grandmother a lot. Bob and Katie and Scott arrive at grandmother's house. They ring the bell and wait for Bubby to open the door.
Bubby or Bubby or Bubba or Bubba. Grandmother. There is no word for a grandfather because he's already dead.
Gornished.
Gornished. Nothing, nada, zip, zilch, and in a bad way. Not, what do you want on your hamburger, Sal? Not garnished, but rather, what do you want on your hamburger, Sal?
What do I want on my hamburger? I'll tell you what I want on my hamburger. I want your sister should give me a little respect when she calls and I answer the phone. Instead, I say hello, and she right away asks for you. I get garnished. That's what I want on my hamburger.
Bob finds the spare key under the mat. He opens the door. Oy, the vault!
Oy, Gavalt. Expression of dismay that vaguely suggests unhappy or worrisome ramifications.
So how's my grandson, the medical student? He's specializing in what? Pediatric gynecology? This is our field?
Oy, Gavalt.
Under the Mozart Trees, sung by Ada Jones, Edison Records.
Your baby, come out in the moonlight with me. Can't you see me kneeling, hear me feeling? Ain't you got a feeling for me? Oy, oy, what a night! In my heart I got such loneliness. Oy, oy, such a cold. Little baby boy, your joy. your boy. Oi, oi. Won't you come and make for me a happy life? I got plenty money to support a wife. It's not a business to be single. Let's mingle. Jingle, jingle. Make it quick and say the word Rebecca Lee. Think of all the future that's for you and me. We'll have a happy, happy jubilee under the monster's tree. Won't you come and make for me a happy life? I got plenty money to support a wife. It's not a business to be single. Let's mingle, jingle, jingle. Make it quick and say the word Rebecca Lee. Think of all the future that's for you and me. We'll have a happy, happy jubilee under the monster tree.
My name is Thomas Mafumo, and you are listening to Richmond Independent Radio. I am from Zimbabwe, and my music is called Chimringa Music. It's the voice of the voiceless. Well, I'm happy to be talking to you anyway. I just want to send a message to the rest of the world and say maybe one day the world is going to be a free place, and everybody is gonna get their freedom.
bones, gefilte fish, eyes the best fish I ever had. I'm matzo balls, gefilte fish. Yeah, it makes you want to order up another dish. Matzo balls, gefilte fish. Oh, it's really, really, really fine.
What do you think about it?
Well, you put a little chives and a little celery, so it's real, and ooh, belly soup.
Thank you.
Bye, guys. Happy Passover. Thanks for all the matzah. Bye.
What am I going to do with all this matzah?
Passover's over, and wouldn't it be neat if you could use all the matzah that you didn't eat? Catch it like a frisbee with your friends in the park, or you could jump in the water and pretend you're a shark. You can make a matzah pick and play the guitar, and you can make a matzah license plate for your car. Use it as a coaster when you're drinking your beer, or you can throw it as confetti for a happy new year.
Insulate.
Decorate.
Nine. Exfoliate.
Ten.
Constipate? Passover's over, and wouldn't it be neat if you could use all the matzah that you didn't eat? Crumble up some matzah to line your hamster cage, or you can use it as a bookmark to hold your page. Break a stack of matzah when you practice your karate. Build a matzah doghouse for your doggy named Scotty. Make a little matzah board and wave it goodbye. Or you can make a pair of matzah wings and learn how to fly. Wear some matzah jewelry. Make a picture frame for me. Have a drink of matzah tea. Matzah's all that I can see. There's just one more thing to do with unleavened bread. You can eat it, 'cause it ain't all that bad.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name's Louis Bagel, and this is Matzah number 5. One, two, three, four, five. Everybody likes to eat corned beef on rye, and I like my bagels in the toaster. But oy vey, I won't eat ham and cheese. It's really not kosher. I love some gefilte fish. A good knish didn't like my frizz. Yarmulkes, Florida, kasha and matzah. I eat kreplach, it's kinda like pasta. White fish, herring, but please no pork. Lox so big, you gotta use a knife and fork. My oh my, it's all good, let me eat it. Potato latkes, oh boy, you can't beat
it. I really
it.
Loved that Hanukkah on last date night. A little bit of Passover is alright. A really big bar mitzvah is what I had. I'm moving to Miami just like my dad. Rosh Hashanah, good Jewish New Year. I really like a bagel with some schmear. My mother's name is Esther, my dad is Stan. I like to go and see Barbara Streisand.
Oh, yeah!
That's the number five.
Louis Bagel there, giving you a whole rundown on the multitude of attributes of Jewish culture there with Matzah number 5. We start out that set with a little clip there from CNN News. Seder at the White House, Calypso Rose from her record that came out last year, Israel by Bus, sang off the American comedy network Matzah Man. Being that Can't Stop the Music was is titled for a Village People movie. I was just beside myself with pleasure when I found that. A little overview with the Passover Seder symbol song, with the also the Yiddish Dick and Jane running through a little insights into some vocabulary words, and there'll be a test later from the compilation of early 20th century radio broadcast Jew Face Under the Matzah's Tree. Stan Katz with Manish Tana, which is the a musical rendition of the music that goes behind the four questions, which gets at the essence of the Seder, which many of you, I'm sure, know. Paul Shapiro with Matzah Balls from his new recent record, Essen. The Meshuggah at a Beach Party with a surfed-up version of Dayenu. And Michelle Crittan and William Levin with 20 Things to Do with Matzah. That's the thing about matzah. You either have enough, you either have too much or not enough. It's like the holidays. They either come early or late. You are listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. I am P. Swan, and I am here on Sunday nights from 9 to 11 with the underappreciated and overlooked, which makes up Can't Stop the Music. WRIR welcomes underwriter Quirk. WRIR welcomes underwriter Quirk Gallery, offering a carefully selected collection of artist-made jewelry, practical gifts, and fine crafts. In the shop and in their gallery, Quirk features local and national artists recognized for uninhibited use of materials, delightfully mixing tradition and experimentation. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 11 to 5, 311 West Broad Street, 804-644-5450, quirkgallery.com. It is 10:12. That gives us just a little less than 50 minutes to cram in everything I've got planned for you tonight. You can see my playlist. It is up on the web, and we'll see if we need to add more if time rolls its tongue out in front of us and we have time for more. I'm actually have a successful recording appearing to be made, so we'll get the podcast up. I think that's covered most of the business. I did, you know, in doing both the Easter set and the Passover set, it reminded me of being an experience as a child when we went to New York and went with my grandmother to Radio City Music Hall. I think my grandfather was working, so she took us in from Brooklyn, and we saw the New Leaf with Walter Matthau, and then there was the Rockettes, and they did their erotica experience, and then they moved into Passover Follies, and then opened up, and there was a big stained glass window and a pulpit, and did the Easter thing, and they were able to encompass all the aspects of American culture that I was beginning to be aware of. So that's my memories. So we worked our way through Easter and Passover, and then coming up on Wednesday, I know you know what it is. It is April 15th, the official filing deadline for U.S. income taxes. Virginia taxes are due on for most individuals on May 1st, but there are other states with other deadlines. So we've got a little set here of not songs about money, but actually songs about taxes. I've been collecting these and waiting for just the right time. We're going to start out with Carla Howell, and How Could I Live Without Filing Taxes?
I love doing my taxes. When springtime comes, don't you? Instead of garden walks and ball games, I get to work my weekends too. How could I live without filing taxes? Or what would I do with my free time? Where would I go on a beautiful Sunday? Good thing I won't. Six from line five, and if that's more than zero, then enter the amount from schedule A, line 21. Multiply line seven by 0.03, and if that is smaller than 0.8 of line four, then deduct that from your deduction. Isn't this fun? Oh yeah. How could I live without filing taxes? Or what would I do with my free time? Where would I go on a beautiful Sunday? Good thing there's summer to make up my mind. Mm-hmm. is when I get to write a check for whatever is due. 'Cause the government can get such incredible bargains with my money, like a $1 billion bridge or a $40 metal screw. How could I live without filing taxes? Or what would I do with my free time? How could I spend all of my money? Good thing there's someone who can spend it just fine for me. Lucky, 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 lucky me.
Melissa with the Tax Fact Street Team in the garage with Jim.
Hello.
Jim spends all day solving car problems.
But I've got some tax problems that make a twin cam exhaust look simple. Anything I can do?
The IRS actually offers a free service that helps taxpayers resolve ongoing issues with the IRS. It's called the Taxpayer Advocate Service. It's an independent branch of the IRS. They listen to your case from your point of view, address your concerns, and help you reach a solution with the IRS, all at no expense to you.
For more, go to irs.gov.
Blue. not smiling. Pay your taxes. Do it now or today. Then be thankful you are living in the USA. Bless this country with her justice and her liberty. Keep on smiling, pay your taxes, help to keep her free. Be a good citizen, be loyal and be true. Don't be a bag of wind, protect what's good for you. Keep on smiling, it's your duty to recall the day. Help your nation with your dollars. Hurry, don't be late. She's the emblem of your freedom and security. Keep on smiling, pay your taxes. For democracy, be a good citizen, be loyal and be true. Don't be a bag of wind, protect what's good for you. Keep on smiling, it's your duty to recall the day. Your nation with your dollars. Hurry, don't be late. She's the emblem of your freedom and security. Keep on smiling, pay your taxes for democracy.
Well, I know that took the sting out of the cost. Phil, Celia, and the Silvertones with Keep On Smiling, Pay Your Taxes. Explains it all, right? You know, taxes, the price of a civil society. Started out with Carla Howell with How Could I Live Without Filing My Taxes, and Rose and Blows with Tax Lady Blues. Well, that's about all we can take on that topic, I think. I am P. Swan. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music here at WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. You can give me a call in the studio at 804-649-9737. I am having an excellent time this evening, and I hope you are too. My spring fever is just broiling away, and I just so many pleasures await us as we roll through April and into May and June, the glories of Virginia. Did I tell you it was 10:25? Yeah, it is 10:25. Well, you know what time that means it is. It's not only 10:25, but it's also time for Outsider Royalty. The time when many weeks here at Can't Stop the Music, we feature one artist, a group of artists and with some depth. And this week, in indulging my ukulele illness, we are going to listen to the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain. This is typically seven ukuleles and a guitar. The group, they are not spring chickens. They seem to be a staple of the big summer folk festival circuit. They perform dressed like a symphony orchestra and with full formal wear and strum along with their ukuleles and do songs that are familiar to most of us. And we're going to start with their version of Shaft. And this is off of a little program that I downloaded, and I do feel that we have not lived until we have enjoyed the ukulele of Orchestra of Great Britain doing their version of Shaft.
clean good. And I think this next act really managed that on all counts. Here they are, the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain.
Says on my folk song transcription anyway.
Shut.
Who is the man who would risk his neck for his brother man?
Shut.
Yeah. Can you dig it?
Shut.
Who's the cat who won't cop out when there's danger all about?
Shut.
Yeah, right on, brother. He's a complicated man, and no one understands him but his woman.
Shaft.
Yeah, John Shaft. Say, who is the folk song collector who collected all the folk songs?
Shop!
Yes, that's exactly. Who is the man who wore plus fours in the Appalachian Mountains?
Shop!
Shop, yes, says the shop himself. Check this out. What's the most important thing about a coal mine apart from coal?
Shop!
No, no, no! It's the Davy safety lamp. Completely different piece of apparatus.
Shop!
But check this one. Who's the guy who painted his face white, played the ukulele for a living?
Shaft!
No, he was Tim, Tiny Tim.
Satellite's gone up to the sky. That kind of thing drives me out of my mind. I watch it for a little while. I love to watch things on TV.
Bing bang bong.
Satellite of love.
Bing bang bong.
Satellite of love.
Bing bang bong.
Satellite of love. Satellite. Satellite's gone right up to Mars. It'll soon be filled with parking cars. I watched it for a little while. Well, I love to watch things on TV.
Bing, bang, bong.
Satellite of love.
Bing, bang, bong.
Satellite of love.
Bing, bang, bong.
Satellite of love. Satellite of love. I've been told that you've been bold with Harry, Mark and John. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday with Harry, Mark and John. Satellite's gone right up to the sky. This kind of thing drives me out of my mind. Watch it for a little while. I love to watch things on TV. Satellite of love.
Bing bang bong.
Satellite of love.
Bing bang bong.
Satellite of love. Satellite of. Satellite
of
love.
Winds blowing. The creatures of the night are abroad. And over there in the ruined churchyard, in the ruined church steeple, the cracked bell is being activated by the night breezes. Suddenly I heard the plaintive cry of a young Mexican girl.
All right, my lover.
Thank you.
got to go home and eat. I forgot some good old loving, and I got to summon the stalwart. When I get through throwing it on, you got to come back for more. A boys will come and down by the dozen. That ain't nothing but dancing, loving. I'll feed a little thing, let me lay chicken across my mom's choke water handle. Now, yes, I am. Oh, yeah. Action speaks louder than words, and I'm a man with a great experience. Yeah, I know you got you another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand now, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say, yeah. Yeah, I'm advertising love for breeze, when you blaze your ass with me, yeah. The boys will come and down by the dozen, that ain't nothing but sin, love, and I'm pretty thing, light my candle. Oh, mama, I'm hard to handle. Baby, I am my man on the scene. I can't give you what you want, but you got to go home and I've got some good dough loving, and I got a summon to start walk. When I get through throwing it on, you got to come back for more now. And the boys will come down by the dozen. That ain't nothing but you can little loving now, baby. Thing, let me light your candle, cause mama, I'm so hard to handle. Ooh,
oh, did you get enough ukulele yet? I hope not. That was the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain, starting out with Shaft, Satellite of Love, The Good, the Bad, the Ugly, with vocals doing many of the twangy guitar parts, and Hard to Handle at the end. It's 10:41. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan. That was this week's Outsider Royalty. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. On Sunday, April 19th, enjoy a festival of world music at the University of Richmond. The program will be presented at Camp Concert Hall and Jenkins Greek Theater starting at 3 p.m. The World Music Festival is free, family-friendly, and open to the public. Performers representing all five continents, including Brazil, Java, West Africa, Bali, Ireland, Cuba, and India. For additional information, go to www.richmond.edu and click on public events. So this ukulele thing, I don't think you've had enough ukulele, and kind of to round out the evening, I've reached into the grab bag and I have, instead of doing, you know, our regular assortment of rock and lounge and other kind of psychedelia, I thought it would just be time to cover all those bases with a little more ukulele. And we're going to start out with, you know, really the father of contemporary popular ukulele playing, George Formby, with I Blew a Little Blast on My Whistle. You do want to hear that. And then, you know, after that, we've got a little bit of, where are we? Yeah, after that, we've got a little Psycho Killer, a little amateur from an amateur night in New York, and a little Ramones covers. So, you know, it's all right there, all in ukulele form for you.
Now, when I was a boy, me mother's pride and joy, she gave me a whistle, this is it. And no matter where I go, band of hope or picture show, me little whistle always makes a hit. It's been a pal to me, it's as easy as can be, and to blow it doesn't use up any gristle. A lady came to tea, and when she smiled at me, well, I blew a little blast on me whistle. I've been to London too, Leicester Square and to the zoo, in the tube and even down the Strand. But no matter where I went, I had no accident, I always had me whistle in me hand. But once near Waterloo, a near squeak, it's true, I trembled and me hair, it seemed to bristle. A lady smiled and stopped, and then she nearly dropped when I blew a little blast on me whistle. When the lady shouted, "Stop it, Cecil," I took it for a hint, and I had a little squint, and I couldn't blow a blast on me whistle. Ah, now I'm married now, and I really don't know how to tell you of the news that came today. I've a little son and heir, yes, one, no, not a pair. No wonder that I'm feeling bright and gay. I'm feeling very proud, but I mustn't talk so loud. I've been celebrating at the Rose and Thistle. He's a lovely little kid, and the first thing that he did was to blow a little blast on his whistle.
Thank you.
The farming in the straight line. They're going through a tight wind. The kids are losing their mind. The Blitzkrieg Bob. They're peeling in the back seat. They're generating steam heat. Pulsating to the backbeat. The Blitzkrieg Bob. Let's go, shoot them in the back now. What they want, I don't know. They're all reefed up and ready to go. They're forming in the straight line. They're going through a tight wind. The kids are losing their mind. The Blitzkrieg Bob. They're peeling in the back seat. They're generating steam heat. Pulsating to the backbeat. The Blitzkrieg Bob. Hey, ho, let's go. Shoot them in the back now. What they want, I don't know. They're all reefed up and ready to go. They're forming in the straight line. They're going through a tight wind. The kids are losing their mind. The Blitzkrieg Bob. That was Kokonami with one more note there for you. Kokonami with their Japanese kids living in Japan, in Germany, covering the Ramones and singing in English. That's multicultural at a certain level. A little kind of, I just couldn't let go of the ukulele thing. Before them, we had cigar box ukulele, a man soloing on a cigar box ukulele. And I have to say, I did download that from YouTube, and it is a really impressive instrument. I did have complete envy. He was doing a rendition of Seasons in the Sun, which you may not realize was originally written by Jacques Brel, the Belgian singer. And when it was done in French, was about a dying man saying goodbye to his unfaithful wife and his parents. And it's when Terry Jacks did it with his wife, they did it with a little less European drama. Before that was Kiana Pax and Yoshi Takanaka with Obladi Oblada, our wrap-up Beatles cover of the evening. And then from the New York City Ukulele Cabaret, we had a very drawn-out and enthusiastic version of Psycho Killer. I am Peace One. I've had a great time being here. I will be back next week, as I am on Sunday nights from 9 to 11 with Can't Stop the Music. I'm going to leave you with one Richard Cheese number, Another Brick in the Wall, and I am going to turn the reins over to Mixtape with Ricky, who will be flying solo this evening. but I know who I'm leaving you in good hands. You are listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. Have a great week and get those tax returns completed.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in that classroom. Teachers, leave them kids alone. Teacher, leave these kids alone. All in all, it's just another brick in the wall. All in all, you're just another brick in the wall. Just another brick in the wall. All in all, it's just another brick in the wall. All in all, it's just another brick in the... Bobby.
What?
If you don't eat your meat, how can you have any pudding? How can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat?
I don't know, Dick.
2, 3, 4, 1. The wall. Thank you.